I was astounded by the sexism and racism and the Islamophobia that Trump spouted throughout the election campaign and throughout his life. I felt it was important for people to come together and say, no, we don't agree with that.
Lynn Moore is a founding partner of the Mount Pearl-based law firm Morris Martin Moore and an advocate for survivors of abuse. After Trump was elected to office in November, she began planning the local Women's March on Washington to protest his presidential inauguration and political views.
It was a day or two after the election in November. I saw a post on Facebook, and at that time they were calling it the Million Woman March, which was reminiscent of Martin Luther King Jr.'s Million Man March in the 60s. And I posted, I want to do this here, on Facebook. And Elizabeth DeMariaffi and Caroline Clark both said, we'll help you.
Organizers coordinated the details of the event with city officials, but in the days leading up to Saturday's protest, the forecast began to look grim. As co-organizer Elizabeth DeMariaffi explains, when a winter storm threatened to cancel the outdoor event, they decided to give their rally a Facebook facelift.
We were watching the storm come in, and once it started to look like there was a really high possibility that we were going to get snowed out, we sort of came up with this plan B, which was to do it through Facebook Live. Yeah, so we were sort of ready to go for either possibility, you know, as of certainly by Friday afternoon.
Although organizers weren't sure how the live Facebook event would be received, Ms. DeMariaffi says over 13,000 people tuned in on Saturday, with some videos receiving over 20,000 views. Ms. DeMariaffi says the response has been overwhelming.
Oh, we were blown away. We're blown away. We just, if we'd had really good weather in St. John's, we might have got 1,200 people on the ground. What that shows you is the incredible chord that's been struck in the community. And by that, I mean the Canadian community. And in a place like Newfoundland that is so geographically vast, and where you have lots of small communities that that potentially don't always feel as easily connected, an event like this, I think, is so important. And I think that's really the lesson that we've taken away from this, is that connection is something that, you know, I would work to produce again, for sure.
For Kicker Radio, I'm Johnny Hodder.